I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Dan Wilson, coming to you on a day after the Phillies win 8-4 over the Toronto Blue Jays. Phillies playing a two-game series against the Blue Jays, one of those weird like home-and-home series that they have with their quote-unquote interleague rivals. It rotates every year, whether it's the Blue Jays, the Red Sox. They'll play two more in Toronto later this season. But a 6:40 p.m. night game last night, a 4:05 afternoon getaway game already here today. These series are always weird. The Phillies sending their best to the hill in this series, and Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. And it was big to get a win last night. Like it was a really bad week last week in Los Angeles, then coming back to play the Red Sox, losing back-to-back series, getting killed left and right in that Dodgers series. And the Phillies went an entire week without winning a ball game, and now they've won two in a row, and as the saying in the movie Major League goes, you know, they won one on Sunday. They had an off day on Monday, but they won one on Tuesday. If they do win the ball game here today, that will be a winning streak. You know, it has happened before, and not that long ago that the Phillies had a winning streak, a nice little winning streak there going towards the end of April and into early May. They had a nice Astros series, and then kind of really things went off the rails for a while. So it'd be nice if they could get it back on track and get a nice little two-game sweep here over the Blue Jays. Again, they win 8-4 last night. But of course, we can't have nice things. This is Philadelphia. We can't have nice things. You know, we're having nice things right now with the Sixers going up 3-2 against the Boston Celtics. For all the basketball fans out there, that is obviously huge. And a lot of the Philadelphia sports landscape attention is certainly there right now. But some disturbing news from the Phillies front here on, you know, early towards the middle of the day on Wednesday. And that is Jose Alvarado. He is going to the injured list. 15-day injured list stint for Jose Alvarado. He has suffered left elbow inflammation. And Rob Thompson before the game, he just spoke, as I'm recording this just a little while ago, to the reporters before the game on Wednesday. He admitted he's concerned. And that's never good to hear. Rob Thompson told the media, he didn't say, oh, you know, we'll have the MRI, he did say we're going to have the MRI, but he didn't hide behind the fact that they're getting an MRI done and he's trying to play coy and say that nothing's wrong at all. No, he looked, you know, the media in the eye and said he's concerned. He's concerned that Jose Alvarado might not be in this bullpen for a little while here. And that's really a shame on a number of fronts. Number one is guy was having an all-star season and, you know, was going to Rob Thompson obviously managing the All-Star game this year in Seattle in July, and Alvarado was probably going to go with them. And besides the fact that that would have been a really cool honor, like he's been the number one consistent bright spot, not only just in the bullpen this year, but maybe the biggest bright spot and the best player at doing his specific role on this entire team this season. The guy's been unhittable. You know, strike one, strike two, and good luck. I mean, batters have been nowhere close to going up and putting good at bats up against Jose Alvarado. And the fact that the Phillies aren't going to have him, that's hugely concerning. Now, I will give a positive to this. Obviously, what this means for the Phillies, Jose Alvarado not going to be in that bullpen for at least 15 days here. It is retroactive to a couple days ago. He was not brought into the game last night. But the fact that Jose Alvarado is not going to be in this bullpen for at least the next 2 weeks and maybe the foreseeable future here, they're going to have to rely more heavily on the other guys in that bullpen. You saw a few of them last night when Rob Thompson was trying to get through a win. Sir Anthony Dominguez, Gregory Soto, Connor Brogdon, and the Craig Kimbrels of the world, I'll say. Those are the guys who are really going to need to step up in a big way. And Craig Kimbrel in particular. Kimbrel, I've highlighted on the podcast before, He has not had an incredibly, you know, reliable season. He had a really, really bad outing recently out in L.A., where, of course, he allows a walk-off grand slam to Max Muncy. His ERA was north of 8 as of yesterday. It's still north of 7.5 as of today. He's had a really, really shaky up-and-down season. Guy's a very seasoned veteran. He's been in baseball forever, but he looked really good last night. He pitches an inning clean. It wasn't technically a save situation because the Phillies were up 4, but gets 2 strikeouts, 14 pitches, and he was hitting 99 on his fastball. Like, that's a really, really good sign from Craig Kimbrell. Again, you don't want to overreact to just one outing, but the fact that Craig Kimbrell is capable, like, he's probably going to be the guy who, if Rob Thomson trusts him, like, he's the most experienced guy in that Phillies bullpen with closing games, and it seems like Rob Thomson has trusted him in a number of big spots so far this season. You would have to imagine that this is the opportunity for Craig Kimbrell. He's going to make or break, you know, his role within this bullpen this entire season based upon what he does here while Alvarado is out. And expect to see him in the ninth inning, expect to see him in the eighth inning if that's where the meat of the opposing order is coming up. Of course, you know, Thomson loves to play righty-lefty if the situation calls for it, but if all things are created equal, the high-leverage outs and the late-inning outs for this Phillies bullpen now are going to Craig Kimbrell, and that's just how this season's going to progress. I am skeptical, to say the least, but last night, a very, very good sign and reason to believe that maybe he has turned a corner and maybe he has found something that has not existed previously the first close to month and a half of the season. Certainly helped the Phillies close the game last night with ease. And so he was part of that 8-4 win last night, and he's going to be part of this bullpen right in the thick of things moving forward. Also, you know, can't overshadow the other guys I listed. Gregory Soto, who has been, for the most part, very good, had one really shaky outing that kind of threw his ERA off, but for the most part, when you bring him in a game, I feel pretty good about it. Connor Brogdon has looked very good. And Sir Anthony Dominguez, who has had, he allowed 2 runs last night, but neither of them earned. He's had a bit of an up and down season to start in terms of, he allowed a bunch of runs early in the year, but he hasn't allowed an earned run in close to a month here. And so for Sir Anthony Dominguez to kind of be hitting his stride as well, he's the other guy in that Phillies bullpen that really has closing experience. It's been a little while, but to get high leverage outs from a guy like that, something the Phillies are absolutely going to need. And Rob Thomson, certainly a guy who manages, you know, with trust. And as much as we discuss how he is an analytical manager and he likes to play lefty-righty and things of that nature, he certainly goes with guys who he trusts. He certainly goes with guys who have been pitching well lately. And this is going to be a real test for the for that bullpen and a real test for Rob Thomson. He's going to earn his paycheck as well, too, while Jose Alvarado is out managing the bullpen in late-inning games. And hopefully the Phillies are in a bunch of situations. Hopefully this offense puts them in a bunch of situations where they are needing to preserve leads late. So that's definitely the news of the day, in my opinion, right? There's been a number of things that have come out of this Phillies team within the last week. It seems like also Rob Thomson yesterday telling the media that Bryson Stott's going to be the leadoff guy moving forward. And, you know, I know a lot of people were excited to hear that Schwarber would not be hitting leadoff any longer. But I think this news about Alvarado is taking that over as the news of the week. So Phillies bullpen looks a lot different. The Phillies lineup going to look a lot different moving forward as we got another game of Bryson Stott hitting leadoff last night. That seems to be the move moving forward. They did Schwarber for like a week. That's out. So these are the new look Phillies, if you will. And this is regular season baseball for you. So that's takeaway number one. The Phillies bullpen lineup going to look different, but the bullpen news obviously coming in earlier today here on Wednesday. Number two, and this is a guy who has been under a lot of scrutiny to start the season. I don't want to say he hasn't faced like a stadium full of boos yet or anything like that. But when you sign a contract such as Trey Turner and you're the big hot ticket free agent of the offseason, you sign an 11-year deal with the team for $300 million. Like, that's, you got to produce. Like, there's no other way to say it. You got to produce. And he's got a 9-game hitting streak going. Funny enough, the funniest part about that hitting streak, I don't know how many guys can have a 9-game hitting streak such as Trey Turner is having right now, and his batting average actually hasn't fluctuated in either direction since he's been doing it. It's been a lot of 1-for-4s, 1-for-5s. He had 1 2-for-5 in there. Within this entire hitting streak, he had 1 2-hit game, but it seems like he just gets 1 hit per day. This started even really before Bryce Harper got back in the lineup. But the fact that Bryce Harper has been in that lineup has to be helping him because he's been, as part of this new-look Phillies lineup, Stott hitting one, the 2-3 punch of Trey Turner, Bryce Harper. Trey Turner's getting more pitches to hit, and you know he's not hitting the ball out of the ballpark. He's not knocking the cover off the ball or anything, but he's been having nice line drive swings and getting himself on base that way. And the fact that Bryce Harper has been hitting behind him absolutely has to be helping that. So Trey Turner getting going here in the last week and a half or so, even though it was through a lot of tough times for this team, through a lot of really bad losses, that's a really good sign. Like, Trey Turner needs to get it going. This offense in general needs to be putting more runs on the board more consistently so that Rob Thompson has a problem. Going back to the bullpen for a second, has the problem of how do I manage these late innings? How am I going to, you know, win a close game here and be aggressive and play the matchups late in games? Trey Turner is as big of a part of that as anybody. Getting Bryce Harper, obviously huge, but Trey Turner is that two-hole hitter. I would absolutely love to see him continue on this pace he's on. So again, a nine-game hitting streak, a bit of a quiet nine-game hitting streak, as I mentioned, because it's been a lot of like one-for-fives, and it was through a time where the Phillies were playing on the West Coast, not playing all too well. But Trey Turner definitely benefiting from Bryce Harper behind him. So that was takeaway number two, because he got another hit last night, and he drove in a run with it as well. So he goes 1-for-5, has an RBI, his batting average, .261, the exact batting average he began the hitting streak with. That's kind of just a little weird tidbit for you. And then the third takeaway I had from last night, and this is a guy, I mentioned Jose Alvarado is on track to be an all-star, and he's now getting hurt, and unfortunately there's a good chance that may halt those plans if he doesn't get back quickly. Nick Castellanos is going to be an all-star. Like, talk about a guy who all offseason and all last year did not deliver, and he was the high-ticket free agent for the Phillies an offseason ago, not this past offseason, the offseason before, prior to the 2022 season, and he did not deliver in any way last year. Like, Nick Castellanos was awful. He would chase tons of pitches out of the zone. He looked out of sorts at the plate, and this was a guy who was a former all-star and was phenomenal, and, you know, with the Reds was really good, and with the Tigers was really, like, had a really good career, and with the Cubs, too, as well, for a little bit there, and he comes to the Phillies, and nothing's clicking, nothing's working, and he's really a guy that I knew going into the 2022 season, if he could find himself into a groove, Philadelphia fans would love this guy. I still remember his press conference with his agent, Scott Boras, who obviously represents a number of guys on this team, Bryce Harper most notably. The press conference he had prior to spring training in 2022, where he said, "I don't have a college degree, I hit baseball." It's like, this guy is Philadelphia, right? Like, he is the guy we want up there at the plate. He's a fighter. He's a little bit of a menace to other teams. You think about early in the season when Alexis Diaz was on the mound and they're playing the Reds and he's dancing off third base and he's clapping in his face. Like, Nick Castellanos is exactly the type of guy that you want on your team, exactly the type of guy that you hate when he's on the other team. Like, he seems like he's just a bit of a pest to get out. And unfortunately, last year he kind of lost some of that edge because he wasn't hitting well. Well, Nick Castellanos last night goes 3-for-4 with a double, a home run. He's batting .317 with an OPS of nearly 900. He's got 5 home runs on the season. Like, it's time for us to acknowledge that, and again, it's May. The All-Star team won't be picked for, you know, a couple months here, and then the game is still 2 months away. And certainly you don't want to just see him produce in one half of the season, and then on the other half of the season, it kind of falls off. But Nick Castellanos has gone from, like, an eyesore in the Phillies lineup, like an automatic out, especially in the postseason, popping up to make the final out of the World Series on the first pitch. Like, everything that was wrong, he was like the worst part of that Phillies lineup a year ago, to now he's the guy you want up at the plate in every possible situation. His at-bats are difficult. He's not, like, difficult for the pitcher. He's not swinging at pitches out of the zone nearly as much. I've said that a lot early in the season. He's now driving the ball. The guy hadn't had a home run for the longest time since, like, last August. Now he's got 5 home runs on the season. Like, this is the Nick Castellanos the Phillies signed. This is the Nick Castellanos Dave Dombrowski went out and got and adds to that lineup. And, like, if he's clicking, like, this lineup, and especially the meat of that order, is really, really deep. Like, the fact that he's got the best numbers, and Bryce Harper's been good since coming back, for the record, but Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, who do you pitch to, right? Like, I've just pointed out that Trey Turner's been getting it going since Harper comes back. If you try and not give Harper too much to hit, then you have to pitch to Castellanos, and he's making you pay too. And then Kyle Schwarber, if he could get the power going, is your five hitter followed by Realmuto and Bohm. Like, I have faith in this offense that it's going to. They've been hitting well, right? Like, the story of the season is they consistently get double-digit hits, and they're unable to come away with runs in scoring position. Like, that has to change. Like, that absolutely has to change. And I'm not saying it has to change in a way of, like, they need to make a change. I mean, they do. They need to. That trend needs to correct itself as the season, or continue to correct itself as the season goes on. But I mean more so from, like, by the law of averages, like, water will find its leveling point. This team is going to score more runs. I have faith in this lineup. There are too many hitters in this lineup to all be cold at the same time. And this, more often times than not, I believe in this offense to come away with runs when they need it. So I think that's my takeaway. My takeaway is Nick Castellanos is going to be an all-star. He's another great game last night. I really look forward to his at-bats. He's got a really nice looking swing at this time of year, and as the weather continues to get warmer. And he really seems to have found a groove. And a guy who a lot of fans lost faith, a lot of fans, myself included, totally lost faith in a season ago. Nick Castellanos looks really, really hot at the plate right now. He's looked really good at the plate all season long. And I have a strong feeling that Rob Thompson might be managing that guy in the All-Star game in Seattle come July. So those are my three takeaways. Again, Phillies 8-4 win over the Blue Jays last night. The concerning news of the day, Jose Alvarado left elbow inflammation. Rob Thompson telling the media in the dugout before the game on Wednesday that he's concerned. And as a result, it looks like Craig Kimbrell and a bit of a closer by committee, but Kimbrell, you would imagine, would be the number one guy to get those closing roles. He was the guy who closed out the game last night in a non-save situation. He hit 99 miles an hour on the radar gun, so maybe he has found something. It looked really, really good. 14-pitch inning, 2 strikeouts. Trey Turner is on the middle of a 9-game hitting streak, a bit of a quiet one, and I certainly think Bryce Harper hitting behind him has something to do with that. And of course, Nick Castellanos, I think he's going to be an all-star. He's been playing like an all-star so far this season, and his numbers at the plate so far this year. And once he starts hitting for power, I mean, he's just a really, really tough guy to pitch to for opposing teams, because the book on him was just pitch out of the zone, you'll get him out. That is not the case so far this season. So really, really hats off to Nick Castellanos for finally making that contract look like it might have been worth it, and making Dave Dombrowski look a little smarter than he necessarily already was. So that's going to do it for this first segment. On the other side, going to preview today's game, kind of what to watch for, and preview the pitching matchup. Is again a weird two-game interleague series against the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll have the preview for that and the weekend ahead in Colorado as well, because, guy making a big return. I'll tell you about that on the other side. You're listening to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Dan Wilson. More Phillies Today coming right up. Welcome back to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Dan Wilson, getting you ready for the Phillies and Blue Jays coming right up in a few hours here, 4:05 from Citizens Bank Park. Two-game series, quick two-game series, and a bit of a weird scheduling quirk here is that, sometimes in the baseball season you can go practically a month without an off day, and the Phillies here have like 3 off days in a span of 8 days, having an off day last Thursday, the travel day coming home from Los Angeles before the Red Sox series, having an off day following the Red Sox series before a 2-game set here against the Blue Jays, and then an off day tomorrow before they head back out west, not fully to the West Coast, but to the Mountain Time Zone to take on the Colorado Rockies. I'll give you what everyone's talking about with that Rockies series coming up in just a little bit here. But previewing today's game, it'll be Zach Wheeler against Kevin Gausman. Ironically, both of them. So they're both obviously very good pitchers, like the quote-unquote aces of their staffs, but both coming off bad starts, specifically against the Boston Red Sox. We'll start with Wheeler, who on May 5th against the Red Sox, just 5 days ago, goes 5 1/3, allows 4 earned runs, 5 runs total against the Red Sox in a loss against them. And Kevin Gausman, even worse, his last start was a day before in Boston, and he goes 3 1/3, 10 hits, 8 runs. So these are a couple of guys who you would imagine are going to be hungry, pitching well below their ability the last time out through the rotation against the Red Sox. Wheeler comes in with a 4.26 ERA, Gausman with a 3.86 ERA. Wheeler, for the most part, has looked pretty, I'll say, solid in a number of his starts this season, but some of them have been concerning, like, I won't lie. Like, the start before that, he went six innings, no runs. That looked pretty good, but you think back to that start against the White Sox that I've mentioned a few times on the podcast, where he went five innings and four runs and struggled to get through an inning, and then against on April 23rd against the Rockies, where it looked like he was going to run into some trouble again on the base pass, but he had 11 strikeouts, six innings, three runs in that game. It seems like the way that we used to talk about Aaron Nola, where he would, you know, there's one inning late in a game where he struggles to get through. And by the way, Nola, I forgot to mention when recapping last night's game, did look pretty good in last night's game. He got through six innings for Rob Thompson, allowed just two runs, only six strikeouts, 86 pitches, but did his job when handing it over to the bullpen. Zach Wheeler has done this thing this year where, like, sometimes even just the second time through the order, third, fourth, fifth inning, where there's one specific inning that there's a lot of traffic on the base path, and he doesn't usually like blow up to the point where he costs you the game entirely. But Zach Wheeler has not had his best stuff here in 2023. He's been very vocal against the pitch clock. It's like, dude, I get it. You know, you pitch through spring training just like everybody else. Every pitcher dealing with the same kind of thing. So it'd be really big for his confidence, for Rob Thompson's confidence in him, for the fan base's confidence in him, if he could go out there today and, you know, go pitch seven innings and allow one run against the Toronto Blue Jays. And you're going to have a hungry Kevin Gausman on the other side trying to get Phillies hitters out. But it's going to be a really nice day today down at the ballpark. Warm day. Ball should be carrying. But I understand it's not exactly pitcher weather. But Zach Wheeler in front of the home crowd on a getaway day, would be really, really big for him if he could have a really solid outing. So that's going to be, you know, my quote-unquote thing to watch for in today's game. Pair of number one starters for both teams going here in the series finale, the two-game series finale, before the Phillies have yet another off day, their third in 8 days, going back out to Colorado. And in Colorado, they will get Ranger Suarez back, which is also pretty big in terms of going back to the point about Alvarado and this new-look bullpen. The fact that Alvarado does head to the bullpen here, or does head to the injured list here, I should say, getting Matt Strom to take up some of those bullpen innings. It's like they're getting Ranger Suarez back. Great, that's exciting. Strom no longer in the rotation. He goes to the bullpen, and the second that happens, Alvarado heads to the injured list. So that's just kind of a disappointing reality of like getting one guy back and having another guy go to the injured list immediately, but at least they're not in a situation where they have neither of them in this spot. So that's going to be what the bullpen looks like moving forward. That's going to be what the starting rotation looks like moving forward. We'll see that more in Colorado following this getaway game here today. And I should also mention that the roster move that they made for Alvarado, sending him to the injured list, is Andrew Bellotti, who's been rehabbing to get back. He's been recalled from his rehab assignment. He rehabbed the other night in Clearwater. He's been reinstated from the 15-day injured list. So Rob Thompson will have that card to play out of the bullpen as well. That's going to do it for today's episode of the Phillies Today podcast. Again, Phillies 8-4 win over the Blue Jays, looking for another win here today, a quick two-game sweep as they try and close an inch closer here is what I'm looking for, if I could speak, to 500. They're just two games shy of it right now. A win today, they could get there, and the Colorado Rockies, a team who they had great, you know, pretty good success against when they came to Philadelphia. Hopefully they can go out to Coors Field, get the bats going, and get themselves back over 500 by the end of the weekend. Again, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Phillies Today podcast. I'm your host, Dan Wilson. I'll talk to you next week, everybody. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.